That is the stunning guitar playing of the German instrumentalist Hans Reichel, who will be appearing with Fred Frith on Saturday, November 7th at 8 p.m. at the UC Berkeley Student Union's Heller Gallery. Fred Frith has joined me here in the KPFA studio. He's a former member of Henry Cow, The Art Bears, Massacre, Material, and Skeleton Crew. And he's known for his extensive investigations into the far reaches of guitar playing. Fred, welcome to KPFA.
Good afternoon, evening, morning.
You're follower of Hans Reichel's career. Could you give us some background on his work?
I've known Hans for 15 years or more. He and I were introduced to each other a long time ago by Evan Parker, who thought that we ought to talk to each other, having heard each of our records. And we exchanged records, and I was very impressed right away. He's a master craftsman. He builds guitars, and he's never satisfied with any of them. He's always redesigning or rebuilding and remaking them.
That little bit we just heard sounded like there was reverberation or some sort of electronic amplification.
No, he just he builds guitars that do that kind of thing, and he has an extraordinary technique which he's developed for a long time, where he kind of stops the strings with one hand and plucks with the other. It's very hard to describe. You have to see it.
Sounds like a Japanese technique.
When he plays in Japan, people always are surprised because they think he sounds Japanese, yes.
I'm under the impression that Reichel is sort of your German counterpart in a way. Is that true?
I think our careers complement each other, although Hans is, in a way, very different from me.
Where's he from?
He's from Wuppertal. It's near Düsseldorf in northeast Germany. And it's a very interesting town, actually, because a lot of the German free music improvisers came from there and still live there.
Free music is improvised music that begins tabula rasa without a score. Is that right?
Correct.
And from what I understand, this movement sort of peaked and is now on the wane. So does that mean that Reichel is doing something different?
He was always doing something different. I think he suffered a lot from being associated with a certain kind of music, which in a way he was only tangentially really involved in, because he came from the same town and was associated with those musicians. But in fact, his music has got far more to do, in a way, with New Age music than it has to do with the kind of noise, free music improvisation that we're talking about.
What's your attitude now toward the noise, free music improvisation scene?
Oh, I still enjoy it, and I mean, I'm still associated with it. But I've always been involved in a lot of composing material. I write songs, and I do compose pieces as well. And I've recently done a lot of music for dance and theater. So,
what about rock? Are you still involved in that?
Next year, the ashes of Skeleton Crew will give rise to a new Phoenix, which with the same members and a drummer. And we haven't got a name for that yet, but that'll be my next rock venture.
What's influencing your music most now, electronically, from the standpoint of instrumental devices?
I'm kind of skirting around investigating computers and so on. I finally capitulated and started dealing with computer technology and MIDI technology. Nothing I've heard so far has really excited me, but I want to investigate it to see what the possibilities really are.
We're going to close this portion of our program with a selection from a new piece by Fred Frith. What is this called, Fred?
This is from a dance piece that I did called The Technology of Tears.
And I'll remind you that Hans Reichel and Fred Frith appear together in concert November 7th, Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Heller Gallery at the UC Student Union on the corner of Telegraph and Bancroft. And if you miss that, Hans Reichel will appear in solo concert at New Langton Arts on Wednesday, the 11th of November at 8 p.m., and that will be at 1246 Folsom Street between 7th and 8th in San Francisco. Fred, thanks for visiting.
Thanks very much.